Resolution, resolve, reconsidered. Drifting dangerously close to the new year this Christmas season, so I guess it's time to make a few, resolutions. Just so I'll be able to snap back and itemize a list of them in case somebody asks. Let's see. What do I so resolve to do? 1. I resolve to floss daily. My wife points out that I already do that, so let's make it a bit more specific. I firmly and hereby strongly resolve to floss only my own teeth daily. I will not floss anybody else's, at least during the new year. Okay, to you and other casual commentators, this may not sound like much, but that's because you have not considered the possibilities. What if a beautiful and famous woman asks me to floss her teeth? What an opportunity I'll have to show my courage and character by refusing. Or what if somebody offers me $1 million to floss their teeth? In this case, of course, I'm reasonably confident that my wife will encourage me to break my resolution, thus giving me an excuse to lapse once more into mediocrity, albeit a more fiscally comfortable mediocrity. 2. I promise not to fold, spindle, tear, or mutilate anything, unless, of course, some written instructions forbid me to do so. As long as nobody gives me such an order, I shall refrain. I will not join the Iraqi army unless things get really bad. I am willing to negotiate, naturally, but only under duress. I will not serve on any committee to which I am named unless said committee is called the Committee on Procrastination and Obfuscation, in which case I will gladly put off making a decision about accepting membership, which, in the case of this particular committee, should be perfectly acceptable, I think. I will consider, but not quickly and not seriously, suggestions about other resolutions, and I promise to give you my answers by December 31st. Meanwhile, I hope that your resolutions are at least as realistic as mine, and I hope that all wars, those in our streets and those pending elsewhere, end, and soon.